talking with Selena Green this morning here on ABC Southeast, and joining me in the studio to get our regular catch-up of what our men sheds have been up to from the Mount Gambier Men Shed, Peter Hennis, hello.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners.
Been keeping well?
Oh, trying to.
That's all we can all do, isn't it?
That's all we can do, yeah.
Well, good part of keeping well is keeping those social connections going and keeping yourself busy. That's something that men sheds are very good at doing. We do a bit of a whip around of what they've all been up to since we last spoke. And let's start with your own shed, Mount Gambier. And garden beds seem to be in very hot demand. That's a pretty regular thing.
They're in very big demand. We've actually produced over 70 so far this year, so they're in very big demand. So at the moment, there's still quite a bit of interest in them, and the way it usually works is it's seen on Facebook that you're interested, but it's usually a Tuesday and a Thursday. If you just turn up at the shed, there's a couple there, and it's usually first in, best dressed type of thing. So the boys are out there making them, even on days that we're not normally open, so they've been very busy with them.
Now, we talk about the fact often that men's sheds are very good for mental health and keeping up those social connections, and that was something you've had a visitor to come in and talk about, a foundation they've set up around this area?
Yeah, Leanne Farden, whose daughter actually committed suicide last year, and she, through her trying to think and come to terms with what had happened and everything, she decided that she'd do a foundation type thing to try and raise money for mental health awareness. And when she looked at this type of thing, she looked upon the men's shed and what the things they do out there and so forth, and decided to organise a tea with one of the local hotels in town here, whereby they're donating part of the proceeds to her cause, and some of that will be passed on to the men's shed, and that'll be done on the 1st of October at the South Australian Hotel. So thanks to them for their help.
Yeah, look, if anyone can head along on the night and support, that would be great. Let's head down to the bay, Port Mac. Speaking of garden beds being in hot demand, outdoor settings are also in hot demand, and they're busy making
Yeah, we seem to be doing them at our shed as well. In fact, their design is the same as ours because we gave them the copy to do it. And they've been busy doing them down there. And also the Port Mac shed is got for sale bags of kindling, and something that they do every year. And they bag it up into 10-kilo bags, and it'll cost you $10. And you can pick them up at either the shed, I think, for $9. But you can go to the local shop down there in the library, and it'll cost you $10. And they've also obtained a grant from the Grant District Council to purchase two room air filters, trying to purify the air of a little bit of dust and so forth there. And they've got two new members have joined up.
Great to hear. Well, speaking of more numbers and needing some extra hands, the call out for Millicent, because they're sort of trying to get through the number of toys they need to make for the Christmas appeal.
Yeah, they this year started off a Christmas appeal over there, similar to what we do over here in the Mount, and making toys for the children. And what they've been having trouble getting numbers of people that are interested in it. So if you're interested, step up and give a helping hand to make some toys. They had that, because of lack of numbers doing it, the committee has decided to spend $500 to buy more toys, and that was done at the Millicent Toy Kingdom, and they give them a 30% discount. So they're good on them for helping out, and hopefully it'll go well.
Absolutely. And well, speaking of outdoor furniture, Millicent's also busy
it
making
It seems to
those.
Be a busy thing.
Everyone
with a lot of
furniture.
Sheds around at the moment, yeah. Including over the border, they do the same thing. So it seems to be a big thing. But John Hamill, he's a gentleman over there in Millicent, and he He tends to make the outdoor benches for customers and so forth, and our other outdoor furniture, and he's got that many coming in at the moment. He doesn't look like he's going to get a bit of a break for a while, so good on you, John, for doing that. And I've got a reminder here that please remember that at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, is a clean-up time. So hang around after you've finished at the shed, just to do a little bit of cleaning up and a bit of house maintenance, and make it look a little bit easier and a bit safer.
Let's check in on the Kingston Men's Shed. I think last time you were talking about the clocks they were making.
I was, yeah. They're making the clocks out of, well, they're making clocks that look like the steering wheels of a boat, and I am assuming that it's got, half a dozen like handle type things sticking out from it, and a clock in the middle. And well, they were originally only going to make three of them, but a few of the other members looked at them and thought, "Well, I'd like one of them too." So now they're making seven, and they've also got a wood turning weekend coming up soon.
Fantastic. What about Narracourt? They were looking at some solar panels, and it looks like they might have got those up.
Yeah, 141 give them a grant and paid for most of the installation, so they're up and going now. They've just got to wait for the smart meter to be put in, but other than that, it's ready to go. And also, Narracourt have their AGM coming up on the 15th of September. And they will need a president, a treasurer, and two committee members. So step up to the plate, fellas, and see if you can be counted and get on the committee.
We've got Peter Hennis in the studio with us this morning. Peter's from the Mount Gambier Med Shed, and we get him in regularly to do a bit of a whip around at what our local men sheds are keeping themselves busy doing. In Bordertown, well, they've still got a few members away at the moment.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where a lot of the older generation tend to become grey nomads and travel north for the winter. They seem to think it's warmer up there. I don't know why. But, yeah, they're just plodding along up there at Bordertown at the moment, and because I think they've only got about two or three members left in the shed, so they don't do a great deal. In the meantime, they've made a new sign for the building up there, a new men's shed sign, and doing a few odd jobs around to keep them busy, but that's about all. And they're now open on a Saturday morning as well, as I mentioned last time that we were talking.
Let's check in on Panola. They've been making some sort of bits and pieces. They've got a market coming up later?
Yeah, they've got a market coming up later in the year. I think it's something, it must be about October, I think it is, or November. They're talking about, that was announced the other day, but they didn't have actual dates for that. And the 141 boxes that they were making up for the Cyrex wasp, they're still going ahead. And I found out a little bit more about it. They're got six banks of them with four boxes, and they apparently they breed the sterile wasp up in there and put them in there, and that's what happens, and they fixes them up that way, apparently, and they're put out in the forest. And they're making mud kitchens for a local kindergarten up there, and their AGM was held recently as well, and positions are the same as they were.
Busy, busy at Panola. Keith, we've been talking this morning about, garden beds and garden furniture, hot demand and men's sheds, and Keith's been doing a bit of both.
seems to be the thing at the moment. Yeah, the men's shed are complying with the COVID restrictions and continue to make raised garden beds and garden-style benches. Their chair expert, not a chairman, but he has a constant stream of variations of chairs coming in, and which causes all sorts of problems, and they're lined up for attention, and he won't be doing much for a little while as well. And by the end of the month, most members will be double vaxxed, which is pretty good for a little shed up there. That keeps them active, and they'll be able to keep going.
Fantastic. Now, Tintinara, they were making garden beds, I think, last time we checked in. They've sort of branched out.
Yeah, nothing exciting going up on the up at Tintinara, but they're still making garden beds and branched out into mud kitchens as well. People seem to think that when the old sink's finished, they tend to throw it at the dump. Well, men sheds tend to find them very good, and they grab them whenever they see them. And usually one of the kindergartens or schools or whatever wants a mud kitchen made up, so that's what they're doing up there. And they're proven quite popular up there with not just the school but the families as well.
All right, Peter, let's go across the border and check in on our Western Victorian neighbours virtually. Not that we can really do it in present at the moment. What has Coleraine been up to?
Well, not much, because they keep getting, they start up and then they stop again. Mm. They're not doing much at all, but they've been repairing a broken handle on a set of dehorners for a person over there. And a local woman over there has asked for four bird boxes. And the local fire brigade have been asking for an honour board. So that's... And they're having trouble getting these done because they seem to start up for 2 weeks.
And then have to stop.
Then they've got to stop again, so which is unfortunate.
Frustrating. What about Haywood? What have they been doing?
Same boat for Haywood. Mm. They're in the, doing the same thing, but they're making a cupboard and refurbishing things over there. They had, last time I spoke, they were doing their opening for their 10th birthday and also their... the opening of the new building and their 10th birthday. Well, they had 46 people turn up, and then 2 days later it was all locked down again. So it was very lucky. I actually went over myself with a few other people from the Mount, and unfortunately they couldn't open it up to everybody, but these people that turned up were from Portland, MacArthur and Mount Gambier. But because of COVID, they had restrictions and just couldn't get people to come in.
And our last men's shed is Caston, and I imagine very similar story there, sort of start and stopping with a lot of their projects.
Yep, they're stopping and starting. They have repaired a fly screen for an old lady over there and a picture frame for a local artist, and made some plate racks for the Vinnie's store over there. Other than that, they seem to be stopped more than they're starting as well.
All right, Peter. Well, hopefully, especially for those Western Victorian clubs, by the next time we get you in, they will have had a bit more of a run at some of that work. We'll get you in, in another
8 weeks.
Another 8 weeks. You take care.
You too. And we'll see you then. And hopefully by then, Victoria will be opened up again.
That's what we hope. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. And if you're interested in joining your local men's shed, they're certainly keen to hear from new members. So give them a call and ask about a membership. It's 24 minutes past 9:00.